Hi, I'm John Schmidt, and I have some good news for you. God is willing to forgive us today. Tally sticks were once used to track attendance at school. Each student had a stick into which a small mark or nick was cut each time the student was present and roll was taken. If you arrived late to class, no nick was cut. But if you arrived just before the teacher called your name, you were said to have fortunately made it in the nick of time. Some people think about a relationship with God this way. They know they're not living rightly, but they put off repenting of their sins and asking God for forgiveness, hoping to deal with things in the nick of time before they die. The Apostle Paul warns us this is a dangerous gamble. In 2 Corinthians 6:2, he wrote, "The right time is now. Today's the day of salvation." So why would I put off getting rid of guilt and shame and experiencing God's forgiveness? He's more than ready and willing to forgive me today if I just come to Him. And that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, the senior pastor of Center Point Fellowship Church, centeringlives.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. As we continue to monitor possible tropical development in the Gulf of Mexico over the next few days, our forecast for today continues to call for scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms around from time to time, especially afternoon and evening, high in the mid to upper 80s. Tomorrow, high around 86, a better than normal chance of showers and thunderstorms, a generous supply. And then Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, scattered to numerous showers and storms each day, locally heavy rainfall amounts, again, possibly connected with that low in the Gulf. And you can stay on top of tropical weather developments, including the latest radar, future radar, push notifications for watches and warnings with our free weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet today. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
Larry, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Man, I bet they cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month, Larry, I've got all Steel equipment on sale. Blowers starting at only $139, grass trimmers for only $129, and the world-famous Steel chainsaw starting at only $179.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some Steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. We support what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, we'll extend your warranty, repair it in 1 week, or provide you with a free loaner. Now, who else does that?
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Rise and shine, Alabama. It's style time. It's style time. It's style time. It's time to start the show. With hard work and new ideas, Gerald Dial is on the go. Gerald Dial for agriculture. There is no better sign to keep Alabama growing. It's style time.
Gerald Dial, conservative, creating jobs. Republican Gerald Dial will grow all of Alabama as Commissioner of Agriculture and Industries, creating opportunity and jobs for all Alabamians, rural, urban, and suburban. Vote Gerald Dial, June 5th.
Gerald Dial for agriculture. There is no better sign to keep Alabama growing. It's style time.
Paid for by Dial for Ag and Industry, Box 248, Lineville, Alabama, 36266.
I'm Troy King. As your Attorney General, I worked hard to keep Alabama's families safe. I wrote and passed the toughest sex offender law in the entire country, a law that Steve Marshall's paid lobbyist actively opposed. I made sure that violent criminals stayed where they belong, behind bars. And when I left office, violent crime was at the lowest it had been in 20 years. Today, it's at historic highs. It doesn't have to be this way. Join me in taking Alabama back. Paid for by the Friends of Troy King, Post Office Box 240818, Montgomery, Alabama, 3612.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
ask me, they said, Baron, who plays the greatest bumper music of all time? And I try to remain humble.
But the answer is you.
And I have to say, well, you know, I
mean, frankly, it's Baron.
I give it the Dick Cheney treatment. You know? George Bush assigns Dick Cheney to go find the perfect vice presidential candidate. And Dick Cheney comes back and says, boss, I figured it out.
It me.
They don't get better than me. So that's what I do with when people ask me about who plays the greatest bumper music in America. I say, well, I hate to be the one to tell you, but it me. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. We do have Dave Mowry in the studio. My wife jingles in by text and says, who the hell eats caviar? I may just sit that race out.
Yeah. I mean, I'm probably one of the few people that does eat caviar. But
wife's like me.
Not regularly. I do like it, though.
My wife's like I am. I skip more races than I vote for.
Oh, really?
Generally. I don't... If I get... Even, like, local races, if I don't really know the differences between the candidates, I don't vote.
Huh.
Like, Doug Singleton and Andrew Hall or whatever that guy's name was. I didn't vote in that house. I didn't vote in that race. I don't know who... I know Doug Singleton now. I'll definitely vote for him next time. Right. I didn't know him at the time, and I didn't know the Hall kid. He hadn't done anything.
Yeah,
and so I just didn't vote for anybody.
Huh?
You know, I don't want to be the guy who votes for an axe murderer.
Right.
I want to at least have a reason,
or somebody who's shoplifting, dog repellent.
You never know.
You never know. 40 years later, you know, you might find him just as a retiree, mad at everyone about his lawn.
I don't. Let me tell you, I don't have a problem with people skipping races or even just staying home if they don't want to vote or if they don't know who to vote for any race. Stay home. It's not your civic duty to get out and vote.
I think you should vote on the tiniest of whims and the dumbest things possible.
But then you'll vote well.
See, I think you should just vote, like, not on issues, but just on, like, okay, like oh, listen, if a person has, like, because we know most of these people.
Yeah.
If someone has ever snubbed me. Ever.
You will never vote for them.
I will not vote for them. And they won't know it, but they've done it. There are people that are listening right now that I won't vote for that have snubbed me, and guess what? Not voting for you.
And not only that, I'll say this, and then we'll head to the phones at 272-9228. He won't just not vote for you. He'll tell everyone he knows not to vote for you.
Oh, yeah.
He won't tell you why. He won't tell them why.
Sometimes I might, but
he'll say it
has to be egregious.
You'll say, what do you think about that person? Ah, just not gonna vote for him.
Yeah, not my guy.
Mm-mm.
You know, not so, my
well, so
not
you
my
like
gal.
The other person? I'm gonna vote for the other person.
I didn't say that I like that person.
I'm sure I'm gonna vote for.
So tell you who I don't like.
Text here, I'm voting for the guy who beat the Soros SPLC global conspiracy.
Soros, drink.
All right, Trisha, you're on the air.
I was going to vote for him, too.
The Soros SPLC guy?
Yes.
In fact, that is who I'm voting for. I think the commercial is absurdly ridiculous, but it's effective, and I'm voting for
Soros.
Oh, that's hilarious. Okay, well, I'm jealous. We didn't have as much fun in the studio yesterday as y'all.
It was guest day, and I told you, no more guests on Wednesdays. And I try not to schedule guests on Tuesdays because Dave gets bored with guests, too.
Yeah, totally.
Today's Thursday, Baron.
I know.
Oh, you said Tuesday.
No, I meant. Oh, I'm sorry.
Same thing.
Don't worry about me, Trisha.
It starts with a T. And
it's early.
Day. I mean, you know, you got like most of it right.
I didn't eat breakfast this morning. All right, I'm hungry.
All right. Well, I'm going to open this up to an hour long eagle sighting.
That's funny you mentioned it because someone texted me a moment ago and said there's an eagle on Ray Scott's place. About 20 years ago, we had one on one of our places. That's the inimitable. Well, that was Brady Moore texting for 84.
Ah.
So Ray Scott's place on Lake Martin?
No, down in Pentlala.
Pentlala.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there used to be an eagle's nest, a bald eagle's nest right by Wind Creek on Lake Martin on an island.
Wind Creek on Lake Martin. There's not a... the Wind Creek Park.
Yeah.
I thought you meant the casino. I was like, there ain't no casino on Lake Martin. I didn't know that. I didn't know that there was one up there.
There was.
That place is going to be packed this weekend, Lake Martin. Holy mackerel.
Well, not with the rain. I mean.
People still go to the lake.
Yeah. I like it better when it's rainy or not crowded.
My husband just asked me if I wanted to go somewhere this weekend. I was like, where would we go?
Let me tell you, I went to Lake Martin on July 4th one time. Never again. Never again. We were trying to get a boat into the back of a truck on the trailer, and 2,000 boats circling trying to get on the same. I mean, it was total chaos.
We almost got killed one time. We had some stupid girls come across the bow of our boat, like 2 foot from hitting us four times.
Yeah.
And they never knew we were there. So I won't ever do it.
A lot
either.
Of alcohol and boating. That's a bad, bad combo, amigos. Bad, bad combo.
Yes, it is. Everybody needs to stay safe.
Have a designated
day.
Boater.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, appreciate it.
All right, bye.
Bye, Tricia. Our number, 272-9228. Yeah. Lee and Wetumpka figured out why he wanted to call.
Oh, well, good job. Yeah. What you got?
So, you know, well, totally taken off track on the last call, but I was going to tell you, I've got a friend in New Orleans who is friends with a couple of Saints players, and he said that one of the guys told him the NFL, or not the NFL, but the Players Association is having outside influences come and talk to players.
Outside agitators?
And that's where, yes. Somebody, they may be for, you know, I don't know all these different the movements and all this stuff, but somebody from these organizations is coming and kind of firing up the situation. And he said that his friend was telling him that one of the points they're trying to get across is that they're partnered with the owner. And they're not being treated as partners. And this Craig's friend is a black player, and he totally disagreed. He said, "I don't understand. You know, at what point they think they're partners?" He said, "Because we didn't. You know, as a player, I didn't have the money to build the stadium. I didn't have the money to be a successful businessman to be able to buy the team, to be able to put into place all the pieces. You know, that they have to realize why they're highly paid. They are highly paid employees, and he's not taking part of you know this whole." Shenanigans. Like I said, I think he's, I don't know
what. I've never understood this player's movement to try to seize the means of production. You know, it's a very Marxist concept, but I never quite got that because you work for an owner. I mean, you don't own the team. You
right.
work for the team.
Right.
And that team
exactly.
could ship you out tomorrow or sit you on the sidelines and not let you play and everything else. So.
Right, you know, it's like he told Craig, he said, you know, we're high-paid dancing bears. He said, when they ask me to dance, I'm going to dance. And I'm going to take my checks to the bank. And, you know, it'd be like, you know, you guys have a great show, but you're not going to go in there and tell your owner, hey, I own the station, so let's start splitting all the profits because I'm on the talk show. I mean, it's, I don't know, I thought it was asinine, but I thought it was a point you'd like to hear that they're bringing in outside.
Let's explore that. I kind of like where this is going.
Yeah, me too.
Now that you mentioned, all right, so what we do is we go to the owner. Yeah, I like this. Eric, this Lee, this may work. We're going to split the profits. I'm in.
Well, I'm gonna come down there and try to whip you into a frenzy before you do it, though. I'm going to explain to you how great you are and why you should own everything.
Wow.
I'm going to help you.
I like this, Lee. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I like this. You know, I had lunch with the boss yesterday. Saw the boss twice yesterday. I might be honest. I might need to see him again today. I might be on to something here.
Yeah.
Huh. Eric.
Baron.
I'm contemplating communism.
We got a word for that. We call it brown nosing. If you want to get ahead, you got the brown nose. Remember the commercial that came out a long time ago? In today's world, you have the brown nose.
I do.
And I, you can only go so far. There he is, the previous caller. There is a bald eagle. I called you yesterday, you and Jack, and told you that I was up here at Stillwater.
You did, yeah.
And there he is, I've seen it a couple of times right over here, close to Stillwater's Marina, which is right. We're right across the little slough there, the big slough. But at any rate. And I've never saw one chase a hawk. But for some reason, this eagle, I was unaware that's what it was, but it was the wingspan was so much bigger than the hawk. And the guy that lives next door, the retired doctor, said, well, that's that bald eagle. And it, lo and behold. And let me tell you something, that damn hawk was checking out, buddy. He was getting out of Dodge because that big-ass eagle, pardon my French, was right on him. But he managed to get away solely because the trees, you know, eluding him through the trees, maneuvering a little bit better, so to say. So that's where that was. But the lady, she's true about that because there is one up here at Lake Martin, and it's the first time I've ever seen one in person, you know, other than the zoo, but aside from that. But there is 16 Bobby Bratz mentioned in the commercial. I did my homework.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah,
you used a word that I was unfamiliar with until I moved to Alabama. I learned a lot when I came to Alabama. For example, I did not know who Bear Bryant was until I got here. And then I learned, if you pay attention, Bear Bryant's name is mentioned in conversation around you at least once a day. At least once a day. And he died, died like 35 years ago. But the other thing is, I've never heard the word slough before used to describe an area of a lake. To me, when I was growing up, a slough was like a marshland.
Plus backwater.
Yeah, a marshland, though. But I mean, like a swamp is a slough, something that leads to bigger water, but is swampy.
That's
but
what
here,
we had,
they use slough to be synonymous with a cove.
And for future reference,
I'm not sure that's accurate.
For the radio listeners, they got 8 troopers, water patrolling this weekend. We found that out at the marina last night. We went over to Kalijah.
They probably need 88, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's already a lot of, believe it or not, right this time in the morning, I see a lot of jet skis, Sea-Doos, you know, and wave runners and what have you. They already, a lot of them's kids, and they already breaking, you know, they breaking the ice, so to say. But, But anyway, look up the word slough.
I know what a slough is. I even know how to spell it, you know.
We enjoy you, though. We really do it here at Lake Martin.
All right. Appreciate it.
Thanks, sir.
But you know what I'm talking about, Dave. A slough is a low-water marsh or something like that that leads to a river. But not a cove. I mean, a cove is a...
No, I know what you're saying.
Smaller portion. I mean, it's just a smaller offshoot of a lake.
That's right. Or a place where you can cut into and hang out.
Right. Yeah.
And that's a cove.
Yeah, that's a cove. That's not a slough.
People use slough sort of like a slip too here. You know, I mean, they say like that's where they.
Yeah,
we're
going to dock at the slough over
there. Yeah.
And no, slough is.
They use it like for a place where you would moor your boat, basically.
Right. Yeah. Right. No, I mean.
Which is not the correct definition.
No, I mean, a slough, you wouldn't want a boat anywhere near it.
Listen, man, it's Alabama. I just
don't understand why that seems to be universal down here.
Because somebody said it once, and then everybody just agreed.
You know how to spell slough? It's not the way you think.
S-L-I-E-U.
No, it's O-U-G-H.
Really?
Yeah.
I would say slough.
Yeah, but it's not. Slough would be like you slough off your skin. Yeah. But slough...
Isn't that that's how slough is spelled, too, there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's just pronounced differently. But it's the same spelling.
So is that a homonym?
No, I think homonym is where it sounds the same,
spelled differently.
This would be a...
Like there, and
a
there.
A synonym, maybe?
Yeah.
Because it looks the same?
Or Joey and Joey.
That's right. We'll be back.
You know, like the kid and the kangaroo.
Oh.
Headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Rhonda Walker on her determination to fight cancer.
I was diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer.
Conservative fighter Rhonda Walker.
Throughout the course of my chemotherapy and radiation, I never missed a county commission meeting. I wanted to push through and project normalcy. I wanted to be present in my life.
After months of chemotherapy and 2 surgeries, Rhonda beat cancer.
I wasn't supposed to be diagnosed with cancer at 42 years old. That wasn't supposed to happen, but it did. What am I going to do for the rest of my life? I'm going to lay it on the line. I'm going to give everything I have to my children. I'm going to give everything I have to my marriage. I'm going to give everything I have to my community because I have today.
Rhonda Walker, a conservative fighter for Alabama State Senate.
Paid for by the committee to elect Rhonda Walker, P.O. Box 3403, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
The newly redesigned 2018 Subaru Legacy. It takes you miles beyond the ordinary sedan with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. And you have Subaru Starlink Multimedia to keep you entertained and informed about conditions on the road ahead. The 2018 Subaru Legacy. It's a car you can trust no matter where the journey takes you. Save up to $3,000 plus get financing as low as 0% for 63 months at Montgomery Subaru. $3,000 offer valid for 2018 Subaru Legacy 3.6R Limited JAK Option 23 MSRP $35,192.
Montgomery Subaru.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, Riley Manning Painting.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway in front of Toys R Us.
Alabama Governor Kay Ivey talks about her faith and Christian values.
Well, I was a member of the Covenant Baptist Church growing up. I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I'm grateful for my faith, and I rely on it. Prayer and reading the scriptures and going to church is really important.
Kay Ivey lives her faith and follows God's teaching in how she leads our great state.
I'm pro-life because God teaches us to love life, and He created us, and He wants us to love one another.
That's why Kay Ivey always defends our shared Christian values. As governor, Kay has restored ethical Christian leadership to the office, fought to restore our faith in government, and has Alabama working again.
I believe that life begins at conception. I am strongly pro-life.
That's why Governor Ivey is the only candidate to be endorsed by both the Alabama Citizens for Life and Susan B. Anthony list. Kay Ivey, fighting for conservative values. Paid for by Kay Ivey for Governor, Inc., P.O. Box 966, Montgomery, Alabama, 36101.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Can't hear me singing over the music.
He's really into it, though. I could feel the passion when you pointed at me.
Yeah. Oh, man. I love this song. I love this song live is awesome. Yeah. Because what they don't have in the recorded version that they have in the live version is like a 3-minute Seth Avitt shredding guitar solo at the end of it where he falls on the ground, thrashes about. It is awesome. Because it's so out of his personality.
Right.
To just do a, like, hardcore, rock and roll, big hair band guitar solo. And he does it, and he pulls it off. It sounds great. And the first time he heard it, I thought, he's just getting lucky. Second time I heard it, I thought, he's playing it the exact same way. And then the third time, I thought, this guy's brilliant. You know, this guy is brilliant. And it's gotten better over the years. You know, the first time I heard it, it was good. And then it got better and better and better. I haven't seen him in a few years. If I see him now, he might just blow me away. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228, 272-9228. Joey Clark joins the radio program.
Oh, hello. And you got me thinking about face-melting guitar solos now, like some of my favorites.
What's your favorite guitar solo?
Ooh.
Can I spoil the pot and tell you mine?
Yeah, go
Unforgiven.
Ahead. Unforgiven.
Unforgiven.
No, okay, there's this one, Prince Live in the early 2000s, Joy and Repetition, and there's two solos that go together. Huh. There's one where you're like, he can't keep going. He can't, no, he's continuing to hammer on and pull off. It's the hammer on, pull off for, he's going for 2 minutes with that thing. Like, this is starting to make me think of something else. Yeah. Like, it's so good. It is so good.
Dave Mowry joins the program as he does on Thursdays.
I like that time that Trey from Fish goes, ding, ding, ding.
That's bouncing around the room,
that's,
right?
That's just Fish.
Yeah. Or is that Reba?
It actually, so the funny thing about it is, to actually enjoy that band, I had to realize that that's a feature, not a bug.
Yes.
Like that's actually like their sound. That's what people go for.
Oh, yeah. Do.
And it's actually pretty awesome if you like steer into it. But
first time I saw them live,
I might have been a little inebriated.
Might have. Mm.
They might have played Bouncing Around the Room for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And I might have thought it was 3 days.
Yeah.
Yeah, in fact, it reminds me of a story about some airmen.
I'm dying.
There was a story in WSFA today about some airmen at a nuclear base in the United States that took acid.
Oh, no.
And I'm dying.
And one of them videotaped.
When will this end?
Read the story, Joey. Read the story.
Oh, wow.
And then picture me at a fish concert in the mid-90s. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. Red Top.
Hey, guys.
Hey, buddy.
You know, it's great to have two guys like y'all on the radio that don't know what the hell they're talking
Maybe
about.
Yeah.
And I hope Joey knows better. A slough, if you're water skiing, you ski into a slough because there's no traffic in there, and you can do a nice curve around. So you guys are obviously Yankees.
Cool story, bro.
Okay.
So a slough, everybody around here knows what a slough is. Just because you think it's part of a swamp doesn't mean that's what it is. You need to really check your dictionary.
Sure.
And can I talk about some of these political ads, like the one Kay Ivey played? Is just pathetic.
No.
It's pathetic because it has nothing to do with running the state of Alabama. It shows no ability to run the state of Alabama or no ideas on how to run the state of Alabama. She's talking about abortion rights, which she has nothing to do with. So the ads are becoming more meaningless, if you ask me. And just they're trying to get elected on pure emotion. I think that's...
Well...
I think that's just pitiful.
You're talking to campaign professionals who do this for a living and play off of people's emotions.
You know what we should do? We should come out with a 45-minute video explaining our policy needs for water rights in South Alabama. That'll do it, right, Baron? I'm the water rights king.
Exactly, right. You Bubba's laughing all that.
I thought, wait. 5 minutes ago we were Yankees, so now we're Bubba's?
Well, if you don't know what a slough is, you must be a Yankee.
I can read a dictionary. Noun, slough, a swamp, North American, or a side channel or inlet or a natural channel that is only sporadically filled with water.
Are you really reading a dictionary?
Hey.
A situation characterized by a lack of progress or activity, like your brain.
Ooh. Yeah. I'm sorry, Bubba. You just ain't got it right. Talk to y'all later.
Thank you, Red Top.
Woo. Use dictionaries gone, down here.
You've gone Josh Moon on our callers. You can't do that. Let me tell you, Josh was a regular feature of this program until he started going Josh Moon
A feature, not a bug?
Yeah.
I like the mean-spiritedness.
Well,
it warms my heart.
I'm not being mean-spirited. He was being, listen.
Oh, yeah.
He was being mean to me.
Red Top deserves it sometimes.
He was being mean to me.
Yeah.
He tried to snub me. Now I won't vote for him.
Red Top, you lost Mallory's vote.
Well, you never had it, but...
I don't believe that. James.
Hey, I failed out my blue sheet, you know, to mark the candidates in all but one race, and I can't place if these guys are positive or negatives. Secretary of State, John Merrill, and Johnson. Most of them I picked up from your show, kind of listening to the discussions, but... Could you inform me? I just can't.
If you want our opinion, I think John Merrill's a pretty good public official.
I love John Merrill.
And deserves to be reelected. He's the only knock on John Merrill, and I will say it, is that his ambition is palpable. But I think that's okay. Some people don't like it. I think ambition is a good thing.
Let me say this about John Merrill's ambition.
He is extreme. Here's the thing, though. He is probably the most accessible public figure in Alabama.
Let me say this about his ambition. I think if you asked John Merrill in the darkest corner of the room, quietly, and just said, what do you want to do with your life? Where do you ultimately see yourself? I think he says, I'm presidential timber. I really believe he would say that, okay?
Good.
I want to be the governor. I want to be president. You know, and I'm fine with someone that thinks that of themselves. So I really am. But here's what I like about him. Most people who think that of themselves would think the office of Secretary of State is beneath them, and they wouldn't put their heart into it because they got their eye on a bigger prize. And that guy has revolutionized the office of Secretary of State in this state. He does a job, and he does it like Jesus Christ himself is going to be the next customer at the window. And yes. Let me tell you, that's the way you work. That's the way you get ahead.
Yeah.
Well, when I first heard John Merrill, my only knock against him is he's too good. He's too slick. But then, like, as I saw him perform as Secretary of State and right. all these things y'all are saying, I'm like, okay, he can back it up.
Right.
So he I think, is governor quality. I think he could run on a national stage.
I think he's definitely governor quality. And you know, and you can grow into the other thing.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
You know, and look, I think that's the thing is, like, I mean, I don't understand why we want our politicians to be humble and say they're not running for anything else.
Right.
I mean, like, dude, if you want to be something, you got to, you know, you got to work towards
to
it.
To be the man, you got to
beat the man.
Yeah, there you go.
And so, James, he is, you know, if you're asking us, I think we all agree that he's doing a fabulous job and deserves reelection.
Yes.
Thank you, James, for your call.
I'll tell you, I think I've told this story
uh-huh.
About John was the speaker at my stepbrother's graduation. And there was like a line to meet him or whatever. And so my dad's wife went and talked to him. She said, "Hey, I'm Jen Mowry," and yada, yada. And he was like, "Are you related to David Mowry?" And she said, "Yeah." And he spent like 20 minutes extolling my virtues.
Wow.
All right. And so I was like, "John, you know, like, I got to, you know, what do I owe you?" And, you know, and look, and him, that's just really, it is. The thing is, that's how he is.
Yeah.
He was like that long before he was an elected official. Yeah. That's just sort of the guy that he is. And like, so I think that it's weird. Like, he's. What we talk about it sometimes, like, if you can fake sincerity, you got it made. Yeah. I don't think he's faking the sincerity.
No, I think he's
actually that sincere.
Saint Jose Maria Escrivá said, you know, if you're a shoemaker, you be the best shoemaker on the planet. You do the best of your ability. You make every single shoe you make like Jesus himself is going to wear that shoe. If you're a cook, you cook as if Jesus himself is going to sit down and eat the next meal. And that's the way, honest to God, I get that impression that's the way John Merrill approaches his job. That he thinks Jesus himself is going to need the services of the Secretary of State's office, and he wants to make sure it's in tip-top shape and functioning at high capacity when the Lord shows up. And that's a public servant we can all get behind. I thoroughly and wholeheartedly endorse John McMillan. John McMillan's on the phone.
I like
endorse
McMillan
him,
too.
But, but John Merrill. Speaking of John McMillan, the current Agriculture and Commission, Commissioner of Agriculture and Industries wants to tell me what a SLU is.
On the road listening to y'all, and down in the Mobile River Delta area, a slough is like a deep ditch. Ordinarily, oftentimes dry, but when the water's up or rising, it's usually a connector between two other bodies of water, like a oxbow lake or a river or whatever.
And that is...
So I think it all depends, the definition depends on where you are.
Well, Commissioner, that is actually in the definition that I read on the air just a minute ago, so you are correct.
Okay, I didn't hear that.
I knew you were right anyway, but you got the actual dictionary definition.
You like
correct.
Said it word for word. That was incredible. This is knowledge. That's why I'm voting for him for treasury. He's a knowledgeable man.
That's right. He knows what he's talking about. That's for sure.
All right. Good to hear y'all. See you soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thanks, John. He called in to tell us what a slew is.
I love it.
And then he's out.
Yeah, he's like, no, just a slew.
No, I just wanted to tell you what a slew is.
I'm not campaigning.
Down here in the Mobile Delta. That's what we call it.
I love it.
Down in Burntcorn, Alabama, that's what they call it.
Alabama Home Mortgage, friends and neighbors, you need to get over there and get yourself a home loan. If you want to get in on the 1% down, Joey, I'm looking at people like you, new home buyers, people in the market.
Oh, I thought you meant members of the 1%.
If you want to get in on 1% down, where you don't have to put 5% down or 10% down in the house, just 1% down, Kim Williams has that program, but you have to have the app in by May 31st.
Okay.
Program expires on June 1, but if your application is in on the 31st, you qualify. You qualify for the 1% down. So get in touch with her. Even if you think, I don't necessarily want to buy a house, I don't think I'm ready, talk to Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage. 567-4223, that's her number, 567-4223. You can also use her for refinancing, the best in the business, decades of experience. You can use her for new home purchases, getting pre-approved, the whole nine yards. Even if you just have a question, she's not going to charge you for your time. Just call and ask a simple question.
Any questions? I mean, like... Or does it have to be pertinent?
Well, I mean, it needs to be pertinent to it.
Oh, okay. I'm just checking.
You can't ask her what a slew is. You know, we already had John McMillan tell us what
a slew
is.
Ma'am, I would really like to buy a house from you, but I need to know your definition of a slew.
567-4223, call her. We'll get to some of these other phone calls in moments. Our number, 272-9228. Oh, her number, 567-4223. She's an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1586368. We'll be back. Joey Clark in the studio. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here on Thursday. Hello, I've waited here for you.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Rich Thomas Weather. Brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Now offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus, great driver's pay package, and quarterly safe driving awards. Apply now at WileySanders.com.
Well, hi, everybody. As we continue to monitor possible tropical development in the Gulf of Mexico over the next few days, our forecast for today continues to call for scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms around from time to time, especially afternoon and evening, high in the mid to upper 80s. Tomorrow, high around 86, a better than normal chance of showers and thunderstorms, a generous supply. And then Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, scattered to numerous showers and storms each day, locally heavy rainfall amounts, again, possibly connected with that low in the Gulf. And you can stay on top of tropical weather developments, including the latest radar, future radar, push notifications for watches and warnings with our free weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet today. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
I'm Will Barfoot, and I'm a Republican candidate for the Alabama State Senate. But let me make one thing very clear. I'm not a politician, and I don't want to be. I'd rather have dinner with my family than eat caviar. I'm more comfortable in my jeans and boots than in a suit. And political correctness is something I've never understood. I want to bring real solutions from real people to solve the real problems we're facing. It's time to put people above politics.
Paid for by the committee to elect Will Barfoot, 4280 Walhatchie Road, Pike Road, Alabama.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Are you tired of reading glasses? Montgomery LASIK and Eye Care Center is the first in the River Region to offer a new state-of-the-art procedure. Similar to LASIK, it is blade-free, and afterwards, 98% of people can read the newspaper without reading glasses. Call 387-2020 or go online for more information.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
This is Justice Tom Parker. The Southern Poverty Law Center tried to have me removed from the Alabama Supreme Court because I did a radio interview where I said that I disagreed with the U.S. Supreme Court's decision legalizing same-sex marriage. But they failed. I beat the Southern Poverty Law Center and remain on the Alabama Supreme Court today. Now, George Soros, a major funder of the Southern Poverty Law Center, has made taking over the judiciary a top focus. But I'm not going to let him. That's why I'm running for Chief Justice. I've been fair and balanced on no one side but the Constitution and the law. And I've been unafraid to stand up to bullies like the Southern Poverty Law Center in defense of our Judeo-Christian heritage. This is Justice Tom Parker asking for your vote for Chief Justice in the June 5th Republican primary, paid for by Tom Parker for Chief Justice, Box 11822, Montgomery, 36111.
Rhonda Walker on her determination to fight cancer.
I was diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer.
Conservative fighter Rhonda Walker.
Throughout the course of my chemotherapy and radiation, I never missed a county commission meeting. I wanted to push through and project normalcy. I wanted to be present in my life.
After months of chemotherapy and 2 surgeries, Rhonda beat cancer.
I wasn't supposed to be diagnosed with cancer at 42 years old. That wasn't supposed to happen, but it did. What am I going to do for the rest of my life? I'm going to lay it on the line. I'm going to give everything I have to my children. I'm going to give everything I have to my marriage. I'm going to give everything I have to my community because I have today.
Rhonda Walker, a conservative fighter for Alabama State Senate.
Paid for by the committee to elect Rhonda Walker. P.O. Box 3403, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
I don't care if you never come home. I don't mind if you just keep on rolling away on a distant sea. Cause I don't love you and you don't love me. You cause a commotion when you come to town. Give them a smile and they melt. Having lovers and friends is all good and fine, but I don't like yours and you don't like mine. La 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 la
interesting. 272-9228. We'll carry the off-air conversation on air because I like the bluesy Clapton.
Country shuffle Clapton. Very, very much better than any kind of guitar god Clapton crap.
Do you like this better?
Yes, very much so.
Oh, man, this is kind of the end of that Clapton.
You know, the piano coated a Layla.
Yeah.
I mean, if I went my entire life without ever having to hear the acoustic version of Layla again, I'd be perfectly happy. but the piano outro,
yeah,
especially when that plays in Goodfellas and they start finding all the bodies, it's like the greatest scene ever.
This album was sort of the end of.
This is when he was really big. Yeah, he's like really big into J.J. Cale.
Yeah, he covered two J.J. Cale songs on this album.
Traveling Light.
Our number, if you want to get in, 272. That blew my mind when you told me that was J.J. Cale.
Yeah, I don't know.
To me, that was always been Widespread Panic. I was like, what? Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. My friends at Midtown Pizza Kitchen, in addition to taking, as we discussed during the first hour, donations for Friendship Mission, which I highly encourage. It's a great charity.
Highly encourage.
Get in your, it's spring cleaning season anyway, get in your closet, clean it out. Gently used items, let's get it over to the Friendship Mission and give it a second life. And you can do that at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. They have gigantic barrels there, big blue barrel. Just put your stuff in there. Anything you think you would need to get your feet back under you if you were on really, really hard times, personal care items, clothes, shoes, anything like that, get it by Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Put it in the blue barrel this week, I believe, or next, but I know for sure this week. But in addition to that, they are still producing world famous pizza pies. I mean, you know, you go get a slice of pie and a salad there, and you are as satisfied as you've ever been. And frankly, I'll admit, I went through a drive-thru window the other day, and it cost me $11. $11. I go to Midtown Pizza Kitchen for $9, I get a slice of award-winning pizza and a salad, and I walk out of there feeling way better than I felt after eating $11 at Wendy's, I'll tell you that. I wanted to try a new sandwich I saw.
Uh-huh. So
it was everything it wasn't cracked up to be.
Oh, really?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, the $11 thing?
Yes.
Okay.
And I was there. I had to get the Frosty and all that. I felt terrible.
Well, now we know where he was.
Yeah. I felt terrible. And now I have a learning experience. I can tell people, don't do that to yourself at lunch.
That's right.
You'll feel miserable all day. Go by Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Go by Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Get that. Get the shrimp alamone. Get the lasagna. Get the mushroom ravioli. You're going to pay about the same as you would for all that rot gut garbage at the fast food window. So go by and get a real meal. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, two locations, the High Point Shopping Center, Prattville, Alabama. The Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. And they cater, don't forget, Memorial Day weekend coming up. It's going to be rainy and nasty. You're not going to want to hit the grill.
That's just such a good idea.
Call Midtown Pizza Kitchen and get them to cater your affair. You go by and pick up a pan of lasagna and some pizzas and some salads. Get them to bring it to you. I mean, you know, however you want to do that. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, check it out. Who's next? Hartshell.
Who's next?
New show, who this?
It's Hartshell.
Oh, hey, what's up?
Thought y'all forgot about me, man.
No, man. We just got a lot of people on the phone, but we're good.
We're just really popular.
Extremely popular. It's worth waiting for the best bumper music in the world. I tell you, I hadn't heard that song in years.
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 Which song? The song that's I just played?
Yeah.
A lot of years.
Promises?
Promises.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
it's top five Clapton, in my opinion.
Yeah, I just haven't heard it in a long time.
Yeah.
I don't listen to radio much. I listen to my music.
Yeah, I'm glad to have helped you out there, buddy.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, and this is not at all what I called about, but y'all, while I was on hold, y'all started this whole conversation about John Merrill and his approach to work and his work ethic. And I got to tell you, when y'all said something about it, you know, they could vouch for it before he was elected official. I'll go back even further. I'll tell you, I've known John since my freshman year at Alabama. John was the RA in my dorm.
That sounds about right.
Perfect.
You just completed the picture of John Merrill I had in my mind. That is perfect.
And he was.
Excuse me, curfew is at 11. I have forms fill out in triplicate if you come in after 11.
Dave, do you ever actually go to class? No.
No, seriously, he was my RA in my first dorm room.
No, we believe you.
He was TA in my first chemistry class, and I tell you, the guy even back then approached everything with that same attitude.
Yeah, that's
I don't have faith in a whole lot of politicians anymore. John is one of the few I do. I would back him for any office. But that's not what I called about. I called, like so many, about SLU.
Click.
But,
Goodbye.
But Yeah, but I didn't call about the definition. I called when you mentioned slew and slough. You weren't sure if that was supposed to be a homonym or a homophone.
Yeah, what's the word I'm looking for?
That's actually a homograph.
Homograph. That makes sense. Graph to see. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, homographs are spelled the same but have different pronunciation and meaning.
How about that?
Homophones have the same sound but different spelling and meaning. And even word geeks like me argue about homonyms.
Miss Stevens, my seventh grade English teacher, would be so happy right now.
Yes.
Yeah, but I had to call in and throw that in because I am a word geek.
I got sent to the principal because I pointed out a hickey on her neck one time.
Well,
good for Miss Stevens.
I know, and that's why I was pointed out. Miss Stevens, I see you got a nice hickey. You must have had a good weekend. Can you go to Mr. Zapp's office, please? I was like,
I got in trouble my junior year of high school for correcting my English teacher's English.
Oh, no, say it ain't so, Hartshell.
Seriously. Yeah, that was bad. That was, that still sticks with me. But anyway, guys, great show. Enjoyed it. I went on a lot of tangents, but y'all just started talking about John.
No, you're good. Yeah, thank you.
He's a great guy.
I could tell some stories about what I got in trouble for in high school, but then your audience might think I'm weird, Baron.
Thanks for your call, Hartshell.
They might start to think that, you know.
You know, I had one of my teachers that I didn't think liked me at all contact me years later. She very much changed her mind.
Oh, she likes you now?
She likes me.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Likes me now.
She likes
not
you. She really likes you.
Likes
you.
Not that kind of likes me. But
she's proud of you.
Yeah. Like, she found me on Facebook. Like, Googled me, got
wow,
past.
You've really made something of yourself. Good job.
I'm actually very surprised, Mr. Coleman.
Exactly.
When you were in U.S. history, I did not see this coming.
I may get that a lot, guys, from ex teachers and stuff that I still know.
Yeah,
like they're
like, oh, what?
We're sort of impressed by you, Dave. Good job. Didn't see it coming, but you know, hey.
Let's do this, John and Mike. If you guys will sit tight, I either have to cut you both off very quickly. In order to hit this break, or I can give you plenty of room to run after the break.
All the room.
So, while we're sticking on great pop songs from the 70s, how about a little Hypnotize from Fleetwood Mac? We'll be back.
It's the same kind of story that seems to come down from long ago. Two friends having coffee.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm Judge Christy Edwards, and I want to be your next judge on the Alabama Court of Civil Appeals. I believe judges should uphold the laws as they're written and appreciate the importance of ruling clearly and consistently so that the people and the businesses understand their rights and obligations. I'm Christy Edwards. I'm a wife, a mother, a judge, and a conservative, and I'm asking for your vote on June the 5th. The only thing I'm promising you is to be fair and to work hard for the people of this state.
Paid for by committed to elect Christy Edwards, P.O. Box 4211, Montgomery, Alabama, 36103.
Hey, man, what's up for lunch?
Feel like something special?
Well, how special?
Like the lunch special at B.B. King's Blues Club.
Over at Wind Creek, Montgomery?
Yeah. Every Monday through Friday for just $10.99, you get the best meat and three in town with southern cornbread and iced tea, plus banana pudding for just $2.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's roll!
B.B. King's Blues Club, inside Wind Creek Casino and Hotel Montgomery. Price does not include tax and gratuity.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, we're heading towards summer.
Heading towards summer and cookouts and outdoor furniture and company coming. And there's just so much going on. And the flip-flops are out. Coolers are here. You just need to come see what we got.
You've got just about everything needed for summer entertaining.
We've got the dishes and the pots and pans and the outdoor furniture and the coolers. But also, don't forget the weddings and the teas and things like that, because we have it all.
On those hot days, this is a great place to be.
Yes, we have air conditioning. And if you walk all three floors and you get tired, come sit in the rocking chairs and just rest a while and watch other people get tired.
All right, Dot, give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At Smile Makers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at Smile Makers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give Smile Makers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at SmileMakersAL.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
Rhonda Walker, on her determination to fight cancer.
I was diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer.
Conservative fighter, Rhonda Walker.
Throughout the course of my chemotherapy and radiation, I never missed a county commission meeting. I wanted to push through and project normalcy. I wanted to be present in my life.
After months of chemotherapy and 2 surgeries, Rhonda beat cancer.
I wasn't supposed to be diagnosed with cancer at 42 years old. That wasn't supposed to happen, but it did. What am I going to do for the rest of my life? I'm going to lay it on the line. I'm going to give everything I have to my children. I'm going to give everything I have to my marriage. I'm going to give everything I have to my community because I have today.
Rhonda Walker, a conservative fighter for Alabama State Senate.
Paid for by the committee to elect Rhonda Walker. P.O. Box 3403, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Guys, welcome back in the news and views. 5 minutes to the top of the hour. We have phone calls waiting to talk to potentially millions of people. I mean, maybe billions of people have access to this program via the internet.
Who listens?
Everybody. There could be, Joey, billions of people listening.
Billions?
Technologically, they're capable of doing it.
Yeah.
So.
It's possible.
You know, no pressure, John. No pressure. There could be billions listening, but no pressure. It was too much for John. He folded. He folded like
a tent. I'm here.
Good call.
It's okay, John.
It's okay. I understand the pressure of talking to literally the entire world can be.
He started talking about billions, and it threw my mind.
Yeah, it happens.
Hey, well, that's cool. So I was just calling in. I was kind of hoping you guys could give me a little direction on this second district race that's going on.
Okay.
I don't really keep up with it, but I'm seeing a lot of ads, so I imagine it's about time to look into it.
Do you have a specific question, or are you just looking for us to handicap it?
No handicap, I guess. So I saw a Bobby Bright ad yesterday, and he was going to, it was an anti-Roby ad, and about how she turned her back on Trump in the 11th hour, and I thought it was pretty fair. I thought it was a pretty fair point. But, so I started looking into him. I pulled him up on YouTube I pulled him up on YouTube just to see his...
I love the hit calls. I love the hit calls that parade around as if they're just... I'm genuinely concerned.
How can he justify voting for...
I really have no idea what's going on in this race, but let me pull out an obscure vote he took 7 years ago and really question you about it. John, I'm right there with you. Look, he's going to have to explain why he voted for Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House. I get that. But guess what? That was 7 years before the election choice was Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton.
Harry.
That was it. Those were the two choices. She chose Hillary. Bobby Bright chose Trump.
Harry.
You make with that what you will. Mike.
Hello.
Hey, buddy.
Hello.
Dispatch that guy with extreme prejudice.
Well, no, I mean, look, don't just call and say, look, I'm a friend of Martha Roby's. I don't like Bobby Bright. He's the competition. Martha's not running the ad because she doesn't want to hit on Bobby. So I'm going to call in here and tell your whole audience he voted for Nancy Pelosi to be speaker.
Because they didn't know that.
Because they didn't know that. And B, because she wants me to do her dirty work.
Yeah, but then you wouldn't get this fantastic 3 minutes of radio where you sniff it out and you call it out.
Oh, I smelled it from a mile away.
From a mile away.
Mike.
Hey.
Hey.
What up?
Hey, let me say one more thing about that. I don't care who you vote for. Vote for Mike. Vote for Martha. Vote for Bobby. Vote for Barry. Vote for who you want to. But, you know.
But be honest about it.
Be honest about it. Don't call in as a, like, I had no idea about this race, but.
Oh, it offends me because I really don't care.
I am an Alabama resident person.
One vote.
And as an Alabama resident person who lives in this district, Alabama 02, I would like to impart my opinion about it.
Did you see House Bill number 2112 in the year 2009? And did you see his vote? Go ahead, Mike.
Sorry, Mike.
Yeah. So I know what flu means.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It feels like a Friday.
It does.
I know what flu means because I'm a recovering redneck. So, did you ever find out what it meant?
We have the Commissioner of Agriculture and Industries who gave us a working definition that was close to my definition, which was not a navigable waterway. If you can get a boat down it, it ain't a slough.
That ain't it. That ain't it.
I was still handing
it. John, but that ain't it.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, he did say down in the Mobile Delta.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, well, first of all, let me say I'm trilingual. I speak English. I speak redneck and I speak Ebonic. So I'm going to tell you about flu.
All right.
Usually, this is enlightening. Thank you.
What's that?
Nothing. Keep going.
Oh, yeah. So usually you put A in front of it, like it means a whole lot. Like, let's see. I was riding down the road the other day and, you know, it wasn't too. It was almost dark. Mm-hmm. And I've seen a bunch of deer over there. In fact, there's a slew of them over there.
Yeah, I've seen a slew of them. Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah, slew of them.
That's what it is. See, I wrote a book back in 2006.
I'm illiterate, so tell us what it's about. Well,
yeah, I'm too. But anyway, the name of the book is Mules in the Fast Lane. You can pick it up at the library. It's also on Amazon.com. But anyway, so I put a glossary in the back. I had to look that word up to see what it meant. But it's sort of like an urban dictionary, abbreviated version.
Right.
Unabridged. I had to look that up too. Anyway, so, you know, like dog fennel. Does anybody know what dog fennel is?